As I was considering how to introduce this resolution, I came across the following statement from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. I doubt I could say it any better, and so with appropriate credit to the VA, I want to simply repeat it here. Women who have served in the U.S. military are often referred to as invisible veterans because their service contributions until the 1970s went largely unrecognized by politicians, the media, academia, and the general public. Because of their quasi-military status, the early female pioneers in the military volunteered to wear the uniforms, submit themselves to military rules, and risk their lives in service to their country, all without the benefits and protection of the men with whom they served. Even though women have been officially serving in the military since the creation of the Army Nurse Corps in 1901, and by the way, Mr. President, my mother was a member of the Army Nurse Corps. They have not always been considered qualified for veteran status in terms of receiving benefits from the Department of Veterans Affairs. Even after women were granted veteran status, there were, and I will add there still are, issues of access, exclusion, and improper management of health care. The situation for women improved somewhat after World War I and again after World War II. It was not until well after World War II, however, that women who served in the military began to officially be recognized as veterans. In the late 70s and early 80s, many of the contributions made by women in World War II, such as the WACS, the WAVES, and the WASP, were formally recognized through laws that granted these women veteran status for their time in service. Mr. President, it's only in recent decades that we've finally opened the doors for women to take advantage of the federal and state opportunities and benefits for veterans and those of veteran service organizations as well. But even doing this has not been easy or guaranteed access, and women veterans still grapple today to prove their need for services, even from the VA. Yet today, Mr. President, all military branches, every military specialty, and every rank from the newest recruit to four-star flag officers are filled by women. Only now we finally call them what they are, sailors, soldiers, airmen, and Marines. To the 170,000 who today are veterans and call our great state of Pennsylvania home, and on behalf of their fellow veterans who have seen their value, their neighbors who have learned it, and their families who have always known it, it gives me the greatest pleasure to encourage the Senate of Pennsylvania to officially offer them the recognition and honor that their service and commitment has justly earned. Thank you, Mr. President.